This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines now by Grace Grizzlies head football coach Stephen Millward. Coach Millward, thank you for taking some time with me today.
You bet, not a problem.
Coach, you're now in your sixth season as the head coach in Grace, coming off of a 2-6 record in 2013. It's a fresh start for this season, however. How's everything looking so far in fall camp, and what's the atmosphere been like around the players?
It's looking pretty good. We got quite a few returning players that got some experience, kind of hard road last year, but they did get some valuable experience, and so they're excited to come into this new season.
Now, you lose a few seniors from last year, but it sounds like you bring back quite a few returning players this year. Tell us a little bit about your impact players and who we need to watch out for.
We return our quarterback, Kate Jorgensen, who had some big shoes to fill last year, and so he had some growing pains, but I think he's really matured and is going to do a great job for us. We also have our returning running back, Andrew Simonson, who's going to get a bulk of the carries this year, as well as Wyatt Kendall, who came on at the end of the year as receiver last year.
Is there anyone on your squad right now that you feel is flying under the radar but you believe is poised for a breakout season?
Matthew Gilbert has been switched from receiver to running back, kind of a big kid, going to play some blocking back for us, and he's doing a great job learning the playbook, and I think he could surprise some people.
Talking with Grace Grizzlies head coach Stephen Millward, offensively, what things are you looking to improve upon from last season?
The main thing is getting the quarterback to make some quicker decisions, just throw the ball and not think so much on the line as well. We missed quite a few blocking assignments last year, just kind of some simple things we need to clear up. And with a couple new guys coming in, I think we'll be able to do that.
Defensively, what adjustments, if any, are being made to solidify your defense?
We switched our defense a little bit to more of a flow defense rather than specific assignments for coverages. It'll just be a little bit more flow-oriented and able to kind of pick up guys as they go out on their routes. As well, focusing a little bit more on some fundamentals of tackling. I thought our tackling wasn't very good last year. Too much tackling high and not trying to kind of wrap up in the middle and drive to the ball. So that's what we're trying to work on.
Who are your leaders on the defensive side of the ball, and what are you expecting from them this year?
Well, so being eight-man football, we have some of the same names coming up as we had on the offensive side of the ball. Kay Jorgensen's going to play some linebacker for us, and Wyatt Kendall is going to play some corner. We've also got Chase and Osler, who's going to be important for us, playing some linebacker, who also will go out and cover the slot. And the main thing we just need to do is be able to recognize things that we've seen on film and rely on our athletes to be able to go and make some plays where they know they need to.
Chatting with Grace Grizzlies head coach Stephen Millward, what are your numbers like in your program? We know at 1A schools, sometimes the numbers can be an issue. We've seen it at some 1A Division I schools. How is it at Grace?
Well, in May, when we took the orders for the Spirit Packs, we had 36 guys sign up. Since then, we've had a couple decide not to play and three that can't play because of medical reasons. So I think at the moment, we're down to about 30 guys from 9 through 12.
So 30 guys, that's pretty good for an eight-man football team then.
Yeah, pretty decent. We're able to field the JV and a varsity team, which, you know, most of the Division I level are, and a few of the Division II levels. So I'm feeling pretty excited about it.
Now, Coach, you're moving to a new three-team conference along with Butte County and Challis. You've got two games against each school in a home-and-home format. Why is it important to get a quick start when these games come around?
Well, you know, you go into an 0-1 hole right away, and you're already working from behind in that sense. So, you know, we've got this first game, conference game against Challis at home. So that's, you know, kind of critical to just get on the board and kind of see what they're doing. If it doesn't go our way, it's just important to be able to learn from that. So when we go visit them, we're able to, you know, kind of learn from our mistakes and be able to perform a little bit better up there. But, you know, with only basically four games to determine, you know, whether you're going to the playoffs or not, you really don't have any time to waste.
Now, one of the questions that not only I have had, but this kind of varies based on the conference. Since you have only three teams in your conference and you're playing two games against each school, both Butte County and Challis, does that mean that all four games count for the conference standings, or is it just the latter two games?
No, all four games count for the conference standings, and then down in the district 4, 5, and 6, we have an extra round of the playoffs. So The top two of our three teams will get into the playoffs based on all four of those games.
Excellent. That's something that I certainly was interested to see how that was going to play out this year. I hadn't seen anything schedule-wise that would tell me if it was a conference game or not, so I appreciate you enlightening me on that. Coming up for this season, what are you most excited about?
The main thing is just really seeing the maturation of the players from last year. Like I mentioned, you know, I'm an offensive coach, so I always concentrate on the offensive side of the ball, but you know, last year, just watching film over the off season, we had a lot of things that were, you know, either, you know, passes that were dropped or people that were open and we couldn't get the ball to them, or running lanes that we just didn't see, or, you know, just some, you know, missed blocks. So I'm just excited to kind of, you know, kind of fix those little things, just tweak them a little bit and see exactly what happens. You know, we had quite a few things just not quite fall our way that we would have tweaked a little thing here and there, you know. I thought we could have gone 4-4 instead of 2-6.
You know, one of the things that really intrigued me about your preview was the answer you gave about why you coach high school football. Could you elaborate on that just a little bit?
Well, you know, obviously everybody coaches to be able to compete and to try to put the best thing on the field, but I believe that the high school football not only is a avenue for kids to get physical exercise and stuff and learn discipline, but it's just to get young men to understand what it takes to be a man in today's society. And I don't mean that in a kind of masculine way or a macho type thing, but just to be able to learn responsibility, doing things that are hard that maybe you don't want to do, you know, figuring out what life is actually about, helping other people around you and doing things when there's not necessarily any instant gratification for you. And in my mind, that's what, you know, that's why the state, you know, pays money to allow these kids to do that, is because football is unique in that sense, because kids are able to learn life lessons that are really hard to learn in any other environment.
Coach Millward, I appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for chatting with us today about your upcoming season. Good luck to you and the Grizzlies this year.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
That's Grace Grizzlies head coach Stephen Millward, and we thank him for joining us today on the IdahoSports.com 2014 Fall Football Preview. Don't forget, you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, and power rankings for all Grace High School athletics at IdahoSports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.